Welcome to Boss Up Babes, helping babes show up, boss up, and thrive. With number one best-selling author, global influencer, and ultimate boss babe, Carissa Adkins. Carissa is a health and wellness expert and CEO of the 365 Daily Hustle, here to help mompreneurs and career-focused women boss up and reclaim their healthiest life. She is a pro at cutting through the BS and inspiring massive breakthroughs that help women create healthy routines and habits that facilitate personal and professional growth. Are you ready to reclaim your best life, take action, and be a badass boss babe? Let's get to it.
What up, ladies? Welcome to the Boss Up Babes podcast show. I'm your host, Carissa Adkins, the number one mindset and women's health expert. And I just want to remind you, right, we are here every single Tuesday, same time, same place. If you are catching today's episode and you're like, hell yes, I need more of that in my life, definitely set your calendar so that you can show up each and every week. We are here all the time live and, of course, then in podcasts. And for those of you who love to watch your, you know, shows and really just dive into that personal side of things, you can catch every episode on my YouTube channel. And, of course, if you have Roku, you can stream and binge watch every single episode from Jump Street when it comes to Boss Up Babes. So ladies, grab your pen and paper because today I'm talking all about how resilience is built, the importance of having a resilient mindset, because you're going to need that, right? Life loves to throw us curveballs, and it's the resilient mindset. It's that it's okay, I'm going to get through this shit no matter what kind of mentality that's going to get you to the other side. Those women lacking resilience get easily overwhelmed and can turn to unhealthy coping mechanisms. Resilient people tap into their strengths and support systems to overcome their challenges and work through their problems. So today on the episode, I am interviewing the amazing Allegra Rainey, aka Miss Sunshine. She is the number one boss mom and resiliency builder. We are diving into what resiliency looks like, feels like, and why we need more resiliency in our lives. But first, a little life update. So I just got back from Omaha, Nebraska. I was the keynote presenter at an event called Live Your Why. And it was so fucking badass. Like, it was phenomenal. Like, I go around all over the world and speak on all kinds of stages that have had 10 women listening, stages that have had thousands of women listening. And I'm telling you, this stage was different. I felt so much connection with the women in this room. Now, whether that was because I decided to stay all day and just like network and collaborate and shake the hands, or maybe it was the fact that I got out of my comfort zone with this keynote. I'm not sure what it is, but it was so freaking fire. Like, literally, I got women they were like jumping up, you know, waiting in line for my books. They were like, they had their phones up in the front stage waiting for my QR code to like be revealed. Like, it was just so much fun. And I know that because I showed up 100% on stage, I got out of my comfort zone and presented a whole brand new keynote, something that I put together like 7 days prior because my heart called for it, that it gave them then permission to boss up, right? Because when one woman kind of does something unapologetically and just full alignment, totally her authentic self, it gives other women to do the same damn thing. And oh my gosh. And to, you know, like this week I'm booking sales calls after sales calls. It was just so phenomenal. So you guys, a little marketing tip, if you're looking to grow your business, don't be afraid to get out and just share your story, share your expertise, share your passion, because that will shine through and through. All right, enough about my fun weekend that I had. Today, I brought you a special guest. I mentioned earlier, her name was Allegra Rainey, aka Miss Sunshine. And a few words that describe this badass beauty are unshakable, resilient, exuberant, dedicated, and a fighter. Now, Allegra is the number one boss mom and resiliency builder. She is helping women worldwide break free from the limiting beliefs and the negative thought patterns to live their lives with confidence, with purpose, with fulfillment that they deserve. She helps them create, unstoppable, unshakable, badass women. So with that, Allegra, girlfriend, welcome to the Boss Up Babes podcast show.
Thank you, Krista, for having me. What up, Boss Up Babes? So happy to be here today.
Oh my God. I've been waiting for this episode, because honestly, resilience has been one of my superpowers. And I know you've been following me. I've been following you. That's what badass women do, right? We surround ourselves with each other and we're like, ooh, I want to be like that. And we're inspired by one another. But I was like, okay, here this woman is. She's a resiliency builder. I love that. Number one boss mom. Like, I was like, damn, okay. She's claiming some pretty heavy titles, which I absolutely love. But tell us how you became a badass boss babe that teaches women how to become resilient. Like, tell us about your story. How'd you get there?
Oh, thank you so much. So many different types of stories that I could talk about. But I would say number one is never giving up. I've been told since I was younger, no, that's not going to happen for you. You're not the type. You don't have the health for it. Yada, yada, right? We all get told these stories and we actually start creating these negative thought patterns. So then it holds ourselves back. I just got to the point where I was fed up. I was like, there is no way that at 22, I'm not going to be able to walk. There's no way I'm never going to have kids on my, I just kept saying, no way, no way, no way. Well, I kept proving myself right.
So then
I started seeing, okay, I can do this. Went through nursing school. That was awesome. Also realized it wasn't for me. Kind of shifted patterns, became an entrepreneur. And now for the last 12 years, I've been starting businesses, building them up. I've been a CEO of two multi-million dollar businesses that we've actually built up and been able to sell off. And then through that all, I've had my own health journey. So I went from 368 pounds down to 200 and I'm loving it. Also got my health back, got my wealth back, which for me was my time. It was me, it was my energy. And then I started realizing that, like, if I can do this, why can't other women? Why am I the only one that deserves to have this mindset and the growth? So I started looking into coaching, started working on myself even deeper. If you don't have a coach, I recommend it. If you don't have a mentor, if you can't afford a coach, get somebody to follow. You start working on yourself even more and you start seeing what they can do. So I started digging and realizing that it was the resilience that got me through all of this. It was the building blocks and the tools, my emotional toolkit, right? A lot of people talk about a toolkit. So for me, mine's emotional. So being able to realize that I had that toolkit, I just wasn't using it.
Yeah.
Right. We always learn these things, but we don't put it into form. So learning how to create habits, learning how to work with somebody, being held accountable. And that's really when I was just like, this has got to be taken around the world. Other women deserve to kick ass and have fun. There is no reason that we don't have a seat at the table. I'm so sick of hearing women like, I'm in corporate world, but I can't get there. Hell yeah, you can, babe. And I will help you get there. You know, people that are like, I can't do that. I have a wedding coming up and I'm so like, get healthy, get fit, get good for you. And a lot of women start realizing that when their mindset shifts, a lot of other things in our lives shift. So that's what really kept me passionate about doing this full time.
Yes. When you boss up your mindset, anything is freaking possible. So looking back at your journey, right? You said, I could tell you so many stories, and stories allow other women. It gives other women permission to feel like, oh, I'm not alone in this shit. So if you could pick one story that has really impacted where you are today, what one story would that be? What could you share with us? Which story is really, really powerful?
Ooh, that's going to make me emotional. You're good at that, girl. I would say a big transformation for me, and a lot of people do not know this, but at one point in my life, I lived in a van. I lost everything. Some of it was choice, and then it turned into not choice. which, you know, it can happen really fast in life. Let me tell you, women. But then I realized again that it can be choice. It just had to change. And so going from no job, living in a van, traveling, trying to make ends meet by, you know, all these separate side hustles that were, you know, and I was 22, 25 to that era. But realizing that I was more than that and that my passion wasn't reaching enough people and that everything that I had gone through needed to be more. So making the choice, to get a divorce. And walk away from everything that I knew. And you and I have spoke on this. My family was not supportive. they were beyond shocked. And then, so really learning how to navigate, but making the choice that I wasn't happy. And I was really knowing that no matter what, I had the toolkits inside to get to the other side. And that was a big jump in my resiliency journey, because I sat there and went, okay, if I can make this choice, and I know what the outcome is, because I'm not going to give up. I'm a hustler, baby. Yeah. It's like, I will sell whatever. I will fly wherever. Like, I will do what needs to be done. But I knew that because I had the tools inside of me, that I didn't need the outside support from the family to make that decision. But I'm here today, you know, beautiful family, 7-acre farm, living my dream life in my dream home, in my dream office. And it's not even 12 years later.
Yeah.
So I'm here to say that when you make that choice for yourself, you can really come out on the other side as long as you use the tools. And that goes into working on, you know, the false belief that we give ourselves and the negative thought pattern that we have.
Yes.
And really diving into that mindset and what you are, you know, not only able to achieve, but capable of, right? Yeah. Like, we have superpowers inside, and that's a huge step in building your resiliency. And something that I work very closely with women on is finding out what your insides are, right? What are you capable of? What's that inside that makes you tingle and gives you, like, you know, when you get the goosebumps, because you're like, I know I got this, right?
Yeah.
Like, you high five yourself. It gives you power, right? Well, that's different for everybody. And when you learn to find that and you realize that that's your superpower and that that can actually help build you even more, that's where you end up growing and achieving and actually seeing the growth. And that's what I think is the most rewarding thing for not only yourself, but to witness in others.
Yeah, I love that. This last weekend, I literally brought that conversation into my talk, because we're always faced with these choices, right? Like, you can choose to stay where you are, stay stuck, stay in this like, woe is me, like, play the violins, right? Or you can change, you can choose to fucking boss up, right? Like, you can choose your destiny. You get to choose what your life looks like, feels like, you know, is like. And I'll be honest, like, thank God I have grown and I evolved as a woman, because I used to care. Like, I would like put so much energy and like into these clients. I was like, why don't they want to like change? And slowly I realized, I'm like, I can't make them drink, right? Like, I can only give them the tools. I can only help shape them, mentor them, tell you what, you know, I'd give them the advice I'd give myself, but they have to be willing to take the chance. They have to be willing to believe in themselves. They have to be willing to say, enough is enough. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get me out of this freaking hole. Right. Yeah, cool. So
I think that's where women have to go in order to grow. Right. We almost have to, like, a lot of people say hit rock bottom, but it's almost like you get to that place where you're like, I don't want to be here anymore.
Right.
You know, and sometimes, yeah, you can't change. Like I, like you said, I can give you all the information, but until you are willing to implement it. And change is hard. Change fucking sucks sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, it's not easy, but it's so rewarding.
It is. Oh my gosh. And that's like that resiliency that you mentioned earlier, you know, that's what you get out of it. I like, people look at me and they're like, damn, she's got muscles. She looks so strong. She's got confidence. And I'm like, that was all built through going through the tough shit and getting out on the other side. It's not about how many reps I put into the gym. It's like, I'm strong because of all the bullshit that I've gone through. And literally, I always say, well, I got through that time in my life, so I could clearly get through anything, right? Like, we all have that moment, whether it's from childhood or something, where you're like, damn, that was hard. If I can get through that, I can get through anything. Cool. I want to totally like shift just a smidge. Where can women find, because I know you predominantly work with women, but you had mentioned that you'll work with anyone who's ready to get shit done, who's ready to change and transform and get results that they've been wanting. But like, who do you really love to work with, and how can people find you?
Thank you. I love working with women who are fed up with their bullshit life, who are fed up waking up every morning and just like, okay, same mundane routine. What do I do? And then a flat tire happens and they're lost, right? I want to work with the woman who is like, I know that I'm being an emotional baggage over this one thing, but like, it's all these other things that are built up, correct? So like, it's not just that one thing, but I am ready to work with women and I want them to be ready, but also just who are done with the negative thought pattern, who are done with telling them the same thing. One of my favorite quotes that I said, that my mom actually told me, I said this to her, is that I didn't want my life quilt to have the same pattern as my family's.
Oh, I want you to repeat that. Repeat it.
Yes, I did not want my life, and I do not want my life quilt, to have the same pattern as my family's.
Yeah, you guys.
And when I think about that, yes.
That's gold.
It's gold. It's gold because when you think about it, everybody's like generational patterns. You know, we're all dealing with generational trauma, but we're also repeating the same generational trauma.
Yes.
We don't even know it. We say we're not, but we are.
You know, I'm never going to be like my mom.
I know. And then that one thing happens and we're like, oh, shit. And then we're right back there, right? So yeah. I want to give you the toolkits emotionally. I have so many little things that are free to use every day inside of your brain that help you, you know? And so I want to work with women that are just ready to recognize their own worth, ready to recognize their superpowers inside. I work with entrepreneurs, moms, and boss up babes that are just ready to move forward. I don't want somebody who's just like, oh yeah, I want to look at this.
Yeah.
Like, I want somebody who's like, you're going to be on my ass, because I will be, just like my coaches are with me, right? I'm going to be on you. I'm going to hold you accountable, but because I see your potential.
Yes.
I see the growth that women can have, whether it be in the home, whether it be in the business. I just took on a new client. She's in corporate world and she's like, I'm sick of not sitting at that table. I said, then pull out the fucking chair. Let's go. Right.
Like,
I want that motivation behind them, but I also am that support system that will give them the knowledge and the wisdom and the tools to continue without their life. So I am just so ready. I'm on Facebook and Instagram, Allegra Sunshine. I also am at AllegraSunshine.com. So you can find me on there. And hit me up with the DM. I love it. I love the follow. I am doing a lot more podcasting, and I'm also going to be spotlighting a lot more. So look for me in the future. Working on my ebook, baby. It should be out in a couple months.
Love that. Thank you. Ladies, if you are ready to take your bullshit and turn that into your breakthrough moment, I want you to reach out to her, follow her, stalk her a little bit, and you'll see how badass she is. And then when you're ready to step into that power, reach out to her. Okay, so resiliency, right? Why is building resiliency so important and helpful for a woman's transformation?
It allows you to focus on what you can control and it allows you to change what you want.
Yeah. And why is
being
in on only what you can control so important?
It allows you to actually focus on what you are allowed to do and what you can achieve. So many of us daily get bombarded with everything else that's going around us, from the cell phones to the papers to the kids, right? To the school calling. To the flat tire, like I dealt with 2 days ago. It's everywhere, right? And so being able to focus on what you can control, like what's inside your circle, but also knowing that what you can't control is not your problem, but being able to give like empathy to it. So it's like getting able to focus on what you can control, working on that, working through all that, but also learning to recognize the cognitive distortions that we create and really the negative thought patterns. So when you can focus on what you can control, you stop having the negative thought pattern on everything around you. What does she think? Why does she wear pink? Why am I this way? Is that my car? Who's that? Who's this? Right? So when we finally learn how to focus on what we can control, which is our water intake, our movement, our sexuality, our activity, our exuberance, right? Like, I love to be loud and exuberant. Why? Because it makes me happy. Some people are introverts, and the way they want to read their book, then go do that.
Yes.
You know, really being able to focus on you. And then when you start changing those little things inside of you, you no longer see yourself as a victim. You start seeing survivor.
Yeah.
My goal is to get women out of the victim survivor to an experience role. I experienced that. I no longer even say I survived all the medical issues I dealt with as a child, right? Like, I experienced that, but I'm now me.
I love that reframe, because I was just going to like call it out. Like, you know, as a mindset coach, I'm like, man, even just saying I'm a survivor still puts me in like like I was, you know, this victim, this hole, right? I am now a survivor. Like, I'm like, bullshit. I'm a fucking badass, right? Like, I love that you reframed that into I experienced this, because as someone who has experienced tons of trauma, after I've worked with coaches, to heal, like truly heal. Ladies, like I'm saying, when you can go up to your, you know, the rapist and say, hey, thank you so much for the bullshit you put me through because I am now a stronger woman because of it. Like, thank you.
Yep. Right.
Like, that's healing. That's like, F you. I'm not here to like look for your forgiveness or give it to you to say it was okay. Like, bullshit. I did it for myself and I feel really good. I feel free. Right. Like, that will free you to like do anything that you want. You're back in control. So what would be like a tip you would give a woman who feels very out of control, who feels like, I don't even know where to begin? How could a woman start to kind of gain traction on control in her life?
Starting in the morning with a very simple routine. And I like to call it BCA, which is breathing, getting clear, and creating one or two action steps.
BCA, love that.
I am a firm believer in those small little things will create big habit change, right? Like a lot of people are like, why? I tried to do the 75 hard or I tried to do the whole 30 and I couldn't do it because you're changing 10 things in one day.
Yes.
Right. So I'm a firm believer in creating those small little changes. So breathing it out, whether it's meditation for 8 to 10 minutes, whether it's just sitting in your porch and breathing, getting that fresh air and then getting clear on your day. It doesn't have to be getting clear on your whole life. It can start with just today. What are some things I need to get done? What are things that are pressing? What's something that's holding me back that I could just go do that I'm not doing because I think that it's going to be a big deal and it's not a big deal. Calling you out because I call myself out, right?
Yeah.
So like those little things and then taking an action step, whether it's, okay, I'm going to go make my to-do list. I'm going to go pack the kids lunch and then I'm going to do my workout.
Right.
Right. Because we wake up, my first 2.5 hours is the kids. It's lunch. It's driving to school because it's a half an hour drive each way. Like, so for me, it's like I wake up in the morning. I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, here we go. So the first thing I do is like go breathe. I go sit on my living room floor. I breathe for a few minutes and then I get clear on what my day is and I take some action steps. Just a few things like that. And then also flat tire. Breathe it out, get clear. What's your action step?
Yeah. I love that. Just taking that moment to sit back, like breathing, right? Like, you know, but for anyone listening, like, why do we focus so much on breathing? It's like, it puts your body from that stressed out state into the relaxation state. And it's really hard to get clear and to set action steps if you're like operating at the like crazy chaotic, right level. That's why it's so important as coaches. We're always telling our clients, like, stop and breathe, right? Like, how about you take 10 deep breaths and it will be okay, right? And I tell even my daughter those things, you know, I mean, these are all things that as moms, like forget business owner, forget anything else. Like as a mom, when we see our kids freaking out, like remind them just to sit and breathe for a little bit. Like
take a breath.
Yeah. Like, girl, it's going to be okay. I was like, this is not worth getting all crazy over. So I love that.
Because really it does allow their circadian rhythm to slow down. It allows your body to reset.
Yeah.
You know, so it slows down the anxiety.
Love that. So what would be with the few, you know, like with the minute you have left, what would be the biggest piece of advice that you would give any woman who's looking to kind of boss up and have a transformation? Biggest piece of advice.
You're not going to like it, women, but you're going to love me once you figure it out. It's something I work on daily. It's not like, oh, it's like that. It's like yoga, right? You practice yoga, practice your reactions. And being able to handle your strong emotions. Because of how society treats us as a whole and how we get reflection from others, right? We're bitchy, we're loud, we're obnoxious. Be firm, be strong, be bold, know exactly what you want to say. But that comes from your reaction and learning how to handle your emotions. Because when you can do that, you can breathe, you can get clear, and you can take more action steps.
Awesome. Okay. And what is the biggest lesson that you've learned in the last 12 months?
Oh, just in the last 12 months. Oh man. Don't let outside people's perspective change your dream and change your perspective. There is no reality. There's only perception. Keep your perception focused.
I love that.
People aren't in your perception.
She is dropping some golden boss bombs. Like, oh my goodness. I love that. And you know, when I ask her this question, you guys, It's clearly when, in order for us to learn a lesson, we have to have learned it ourselves, right? We don't just like remember the lesson we learned out of like our latest book, right? Like we sit and when we get these questions asked, we're like, okay, all right, Carissa, like what lesson did I learn this year? So that tells me that this amazing, resilient woman, we all still go through the same shit. Our mindset's different though. We attack it differently. We take the tools and the strategies. We reach out to our coaches if we need the support. Like we don't allow us to get stuck in the muck anymore. That's the biggest difference between women like Allegra here and myself. So, oh my goodness, girlfriend, thank you so much for being such a wonderful guest on the show. I really do appreciate your time, energy, and expertise. Ladies, if you're looking to boss up and break through your bullshit, give her a call, give myself a call. I really mainly focus in those two major areas, right? I have two passions. I help women get healthy and I help women get wealthy by growing their online businesses. I truly believe that in order for us to grow and scale and impact on that large ass level, that we need our health. We need a great, you know, strong body, healthy mindset. We need habits and routines that support our energy levels and things like that. So if you are sick and tired of being sick and tired of the body that you're living in and the lack of energy that you have, feel free to give me a call. I am the number one mindset and health expert for impact-driven lady leaders and coaches. And these leaders hire me to help them boss up their bodies, their mindsets, and businesses. If you are looking to boss up in the next couple of months, I want you to, you know, consider joining or not joining, booking a 15-minute clarity call with me. It's a no-pressure conversation where I get to just learn more about you, your goals, your challenges. And if I feel that I'm a good fit, I will tell you how I can help you. So if that sounds great, book that call. And with that, guys, join me next week for another badass conversation with another amazing impact-driven lady leader. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Boss Up Babes with Carissa Adkins, bringing you tangible tips and expert coaching advice to help you boss up and get healthy. Tune in every Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for interviews with industry leaders and powerhouse boss babes that will empower you to take action and live your best life. If you're ready to boss up and work with Carissa in one of her transformative group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.